can't really think of anything that's, that I can't say anything right now that really stands out, that really makes them mad.
Okay. Which name for themselves do you think they would prefer?
Well, I mean, it just depends on the good people you, some of them do, like I say, prefer to be called Mexicans,
mm-hmm.
Mexican-American, and some of them say I'm Spanish, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They don't all say the same thing, you know, just some Mexicans and some Spanish.
Okay. What would you call a person who's actually born in Mexico?
I guess I don't know if they call them a Mexican or a Spaniard or a Spanish or just Spanish probably.
Okay. What if they're in this country illegally?
They're wetbacks.
Okay. Do you have any other names for Democrats or Republicans?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Any other names for hippie? For a hippie?
For a hippie?
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to think of another name they used to say. I don't know if that's the same thing as the Jesus people or if that's something different.
Okay. Is that derogatory?
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is hippie itself derogatory?
I don't really know. But I don't think it is.
Okay. What would you call somebody probably the same sex that you grew up with and excuse me, that you've just known forever and that you'd probably tell your problems to and that kind of thing?
Good friend.
Okay. Sometimes if a child doesn't have one parent or if the parent's gone a lot, something like that, there'll be another adult, maybe a neighbor or something, or a teacher or something like mm-hmm. that. He'll kind of be sort of a substitute parent, you know, unofficially, just do things for the kid. Do you have a name for somebody like that?
Be like a godparent or a play parent, or you know, they used to kids used to say play mother.
What is that?
Another person that, just like you said, you sort of hung around just like you would a mother.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes it wouldn't be because they didn't have a mother. It was just another person. You took another adult that you took up with, or that took up with you. They say, well, you know, my play mother and my real mother.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
When you were in elementary school, were there several children that you played with, you know, regularly?
Mm-hmm.
Did you call that group anything? Okay. Have you ever heard of any kind of a rough word game that teenagers play? I think particularly boys, but I don't know, I think girls do too. In which one speaker insults the other and then the other one comes back and tries to make a better insult?
That's playing a dozens.
Okay. What kind of thing happens when you play the dozens?
Well, you talk about one another, talk about one another's family.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly the mama.
Or anybody
in the family, or any condition within the family.